This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Life is filled with dangers and aggravations. Where can we turn to for relief? We're excited to remind you that we have a good shepherd who provides abundantly for all our needs. Stay with us as we talk about those provisions in the fourth part of our Satisfied series based on Psalm 23.
Everyone's looking to find true satisfaction in life, so I invite you to stay with us to hear a testimony of a very satisfied person. Let's pray. Almighty God, we praise you this day for your abundant mercies that you've provided for us along life's way. We're especially grateful for Jesus, the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for us. As we study your holy word today, Lord, fill our empty cups to overflowing with your goodness and grace. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text for today is Psalm 23. I invite you to say it with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So what's the most important thing you've learned about life? If you wrote out a statement in 20 words or less beginning with, I have learned, what would you say? Not too long ago, a book came out by a fellow named H. Jackson Brown. And on his 51st birthday, he took out a sheet of paper and wrote, I've learned that, 20 times down the left side of the page. And then he spent the rest of his day completing the sentences. He found the experience so stimulating that he began to repeat it every Sunday morning, and the thought hit him, why not begin collecting I've learned that statement from others? So he began to interview people, and out came a book finally. Some of these are quite humorous, the statements that people respond to. For instance, the children. One 7-year-old wrote, I've learned that you can't hide a piece of broccoli in a glass of milk. Or another made a difficult discovery. I've learned that the tooth fairy doesn't always come. Sometimes he's broke. Or adults had some funny things to say as well. I've learned, someone said, who must be a duffer at golf, that the quickest way to meet people is to pick up the wrong golf ball on the golf course. And another said, I've learned that there are 4 ages of a man's life. 1, when he believes in Santa Claus. 2, when he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. 3, when he is Santa Claus. And 4, when he looks like Santa Claus. And another one, I've learned that even when I have pains, I don't have to be a pain. And so the learnings go on and on in this interesting little book. Today we have before us, in Psalm 23, David's What I Have Learned reflections. He's talked about the Lord is my shepherd, and in a relationship with him, I have found complete satisfaction. I have found rest, refreshment, guidance, restoration, comfort, withness, and strength. And today, he shares with us, I've learned that he's an abundant provider. The shepherd in this part of the psalm is described as a provider who gives in abundance. And David is addressing the shepherd himself. He says, thou prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies, is how this begins. The image we have in this statement is of a shepherd leading his sheep to summer pastures. And he's preparing the pasture for his sheep before they get onto it to eat. You see, there are dangers lurking there that need to be taken care of. Poisonous plants to be found and pulled. Little snakes called adders burrowed in the ground would come up and bite the sheep on its nose with its poisonous venom. So the shepherd needed to look for those holes and pour a little oil around each of them so that when the adders would try to come out of the holes, their smooth skin wouldn't allow them to leave the hole to do their damage because of this oil. The shepherd would also put a bit of oil on the nose of the sheep, which would act as a repellent. He goes on to say, "You anoint my head with oil." One of the worst pests for the sheep is flies. And so the shepherd had a oil that had some olive oil and sulfur and some spices in it that he would use as a repellent, kind of like the way we use off to keep mosquitoes away. You see, these flies that would swarm around the sheep's head would try to lay eggs in the moist membrane of the sheep's nose, and if they hatched in there, it could just be deadly. And sometimes when these sheep would have these flies swarming them, they'd do crazy things like try to get them off by running into objects and so on, which could be quite damaging to the sheep. The shepherd also used oil as a medicine for the wounds that the sheep picked up through the day, maybe scraped in the face or cut by a rock as you bent down eating. So it was a repellent and a medicine. He would anoint the head of his sheep. "My cup overflows," he says. The picture here is of a shepherd drawing from a well out in the wilderness, a well of water for his sheep. Those wells are deep, and he'd have along a leather bucket, maybe could carry about a gallon of water, and he'd lower that bag down and fill it up with water, and then he'd fill these stone troughs or cups around the well to the point of where they would overflow, because the sheep, of course, don't like getting wet, and so it made it easier for them to drink. If a shepherd had 30, 40 sheep, it could take a good 2 hours of work, strenuous work, to get these sheep taken care of. He's a good shepherd doing that kind of thing. The shepherd really takes care of his sheep. Well, David the songwriter says, "As the shepherd provides abundantly for the sheep, so God, you provide abundantly for me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Perhaps David had in his memory bank an experience out in the wilderness when his son Absalom had tried to have David overthrown from being king of Israel. And David had to flee to the wilderness with some of his followers from the onslaught of his son and his army. They had to leave without much in hand. While they were in the wilderness, along came two friends, Shobi and Barzillai, in the wilderness of Mahanaim, or territory of Mahanaim, came with all sorts of supplies and food and other kinds of resources to keep David and his group alive and going. God used those friends to provide abundantly for David. If you were an Israelite, you'd of course know that God provided abundantly out in the wilderness for his people when they were wandering around for 40 years after their freedom from slavery in Egypt. And God would provide manna and quail on a daily basis, and they'd have plenty to eat. And David says, "You anoint my head with oil." And the picture that comes to mind for me is when David was anointed as king by the prophet Samuel. When Samuel finally found David amidst this tryout, or so to speak, with him and his brothers, and Samuel had the Lord say, that's one, David, he's the next king. Samuel anointed the head of David with olive oil that he had in a ram's horn. And it says, "The Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David. That day he was sealed with the Spirit of the Lord." And then again and again we hear, "And the Lord was with David." And the Lord was taking care of David, and he protected David as he faced all kinds of challenges in his life. The Lord was constantly with David. He had been sealed by the Spirit of God. And then when he says, "My cup runs over," David is saying, as I look back on my life from being a shepherd boy and now a great king over a world power, this has been a long and amazing road with many blessings, not just material, but spiritual blessings, tender mercies from God, promises. For instance, David, I'm going to make of your house a dynasty that will go on and on. I've learned, David says, that I have been overwhelmingly blessed by you, Lord, and my cup overflows. This is one satisfied individual who's experiencing the Lord's abundant provision in his life. Now, you might be wondering, well, that's great for David and it's great for those sheep, but what does this have to do with me sitting here in 2014? Well, I'm glad you asked that. You see, the same shepherd is here to do the same for us, to provide abundantly. He went to the trouble of stepping into our lives by sending his son Jesus Christ, who called himself the Good Shepherd, into this world, who said that he came to give us life abundantly. He went all the way to the cross in order that we might have that life. And God raised him up on the third day to affirm that ministry of Jesus Christ. And when I hear that line, he has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies, I'm reminded of the story of Jesus on the night in which he was betrayed. He took bread and wine. He took a meal and he shared it with his disciples, a foretaste of the great feast to come. But at that time, a banquet, a spiritual banquet for those disciples to continue to go to. He says, do this in remembrance of me for the forgiveness of sins. And he did it in the presence of his enemy, Satan, and our enemy who wants to destroy us and our walk with the Lord. Or any enemy that might be seeking to make our lives miserable, whether it's tension or hostility or conflict or the enemy of death, that table has been prepared in order to assure us of the forgiveness for our sins. For the troubled soul, it cries out to us, you are forgiven. This table gives us a positive opportunity to experience his very presence, to realize that he is with us. We taste him and we touch him and we smell him in the bread and the wine as we come to the table of the Lord. I remember a story from a few years ago, earlier on in my ministry. I went to visit with a man who was on his deathbed, had been fighting with cancer for quite some time. And when I walked in his hospital room, he said, where's your communion kit? I said, you want communion? Absolutely. So I quick ran out and got into my car, drove back to the church office, got my kit, sped back, and we had communion together in his room. And when we were done having that communion, as he sat at the table of the Lord, he looked at me and kind of teary-eyed. It's an emotional time for him. He said, thanks. I really needed that today. That's quite a testimony to the power of the table to provide abundantly for any situation in life. You anoint my head with oil. For us, the oil has always been representative of the Holy Spirit. In the old days, still, I think even within some churches today, when a person is baptized, olive oil is used first, and the mark of the cross is put upon the person's forehead. And it says, you are sealed with the Holy Spirit by your baptism. This Holy Spirit dwells in us, and he comes along. And just like the oil that can bring about healing for the wounded sheep, he can heal our inner wounds with his power, with the words of forgiveness and the assurance of everlasting life, and that reminding us, you're not alone. I am with you. Recently, I was on the phone with a young man for quite a long spell, and he was sharing with me how he was getting eaten up by his past regrets, things that he'd done in his life of which he just couldn't let go of. And as I listened to him, I finally, when he was done, said, "It sounds to me like you have given confession. I want to remind you of the grace of God in Jesus Christ and what he did at the cross for you. And by his authority, I declare to you forgiveness for your sins. Now go and live in that grace." It was a powerful moment as that individual was confronted with the grace of Christ in the light of his need for inner healing for things he was carrying. And of course, many of you can probably tell stories yourselves of times when you've opened up the Word of God, something's been bugging you, and you open up the Word and the Holy Spirit comes and says, "This is exactly what you need to hear." And it serves like a repellent to keep those things from bugging you any longer, from dragging you down in your life, or leading you astray, or driving you crazy, causing you to do crazy things. And my cup overflows. Jesus, one time I remember, said, "All who are thirsty, come to me and drink, and out of your heart will flow rivers of living water." Abundant life, Jesus said, "I've come to give you." We can think of material blessings, of course, how we have, especially in this particular country, been blessed with so much here in the United States. And those are gifts from God. But I also have to think about the fact that we have been blessed so spiritually through Jesus Christ. We are abounding in grace and mercy. The forgiveness of God overflows into our lives. And we're overflowing with hope, aren't we? Those promises. Jesus says, "I won't leave you orphaned. I'll come to you. Or let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. And I'll go and prepare a place for you. And where I am, you may be also." I just recently was on a phone call with a friend of mine who's dying, and he could barely hold the phone. I wasn't even sure how much he could really stay with me. But that night we prayed together, and as I prayed for him, and we thank God for the assurance that there's a heavenly home waiting for Rick, because Rick trusted Jesus Christ for eternal life. Now, a person listening today may say, "Well, that sounds wonderful. How can an individual have this sort of thing, this abundant provision?" Well, it first begins with following Jesus Christ, saying yes to him and asking him to take over your life, to be the good shepherd in your life, and to put your life under his care and his leadership. And once you've done that, then I would encourage you, never pass up the opportunity to come to the table of the Lord for the Lord's Supper. It's been given as food for your soul, for good days as well as times that aren't so good, to carry you, to restore you. I encourage you to use daily prayer and confession as a part of your discipline in life. Take your woundedness, those things that are bugging you, those things, regrets that are bothering you, and go to him. You may not, like the sheep doesn't understand how the oil works to help the sheep, so we may not always understand prayer and the power, but we know the shepherd, and we know he has the ability to do something to heal us. And then finally, I would encourage you on a daily basis to follow the adage of that old gospel hymn, "Count your many blessings, count them one by one." Every day, count the great blessings that the Lord has provided you with. He truly is an abundant provider. I hope you'll take him up on having him be the focus of your week this week as your abundant provider. Go in peace now and trust the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you for providing abundantly for us. Thank you for your loving kindness. Help us, Lord, to count our blessings one by one each and every day, so that we may not forget what a good shepherd we have. Help us to remember to turn to you in daily prayer with our wounds and those things that are bugging us. And Lord, fill us with your Holy Spirit again and again. Amen. Now, as you go on your way, may the good shepherd go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you His peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has encouraged you to focus this week on your Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, your abundant provider. We pray that if Christian Crusaders helps meet your spiritual needs, you will consider a contribution to help pay for radio time. We hear that many homebound persons who depend upon this program for their weekly worship listen each week. Please address your donations to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. Publication features articles written by our speakers and others on a subject of interest to our listening family. We also publish an e-newsletter that introduces the coming week's program. This weekly publication can be received through your email or by checking our webpage at christiancrusaders.org. To receive these newsletters free of charge, please call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. You can also email us at cc@naz.org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, you can dial 277-0924. We are happy you chose to worship with us this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next week on this station. Conducting our service was our speaker, the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota. Christian Crusaders is now in its 78th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.